Kingsland says his $10 million nonprofit organization is like a philanthropy that helps launch charter schools. Once established, he says, they're on their own for funding, teachers, and operations. He says the city's schools and students were suffering. Then Katrina forced a makeover.
The takeaway of New Orleans is not that we figured out the right curriculum or we figured out how to evaluate teachers. It's that we restructured the role of governance. And government has become an overseer, a regulator in it. But I think if you get the governance level right, where government regulates and educators operate their own schools, over time you can build a more dynamic system.
New Orleans educates fewer than 50,000 students. DISD, with more than three times that number, has 10% in charter schools. The district runs a charter of its own. Kingsland says no matter how good some big city schools are, and DISD boasts some of the nation's best, big district bureaucracy makes it tough to improve at schools that still struggle.
It doesn't take a hurricane to make this kind of change, that adults themselves could rally around a vision and make the change. I don't deny the incredible political difficulties of doing this, but you know, politicians and citizens and communities have made great change before, and they can do it again.
Kingsland warns charters aren't immune from big city school problems. He says they too can suffer from bad management, bad teachers, or low funding. And the jury's still out on the long-term success of charters in New Orleans. But he says things are getting better. And graduation rates, he says, are up from 50% a few years ago to 65 to 75%. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.